Start your day at the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, 24 Teves, 28th December. Rav Moshe Donenbaum, removing, chopping, and pruning fruit trees. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Torahway, Le'ilu Nishmas Moras Tova Bas Chaim Hillel Manis, in appreciation of his son, Rav Abi Yudaken, London's Kol HaLoshon representative.
Thank you to Torahway for the skus opportunity to share Torah. Thank you to the organizers. We'll discuss an interesting topic. I'm sure it's relevant here, it's relevant in other parts of the world, with regard to removing fruit trees, removing, chopping, pruning. The main thing is to remove a fruit tree. Wherever you buy a property and you want to build a new house, you want to extend, and you have a lovely lemon tree or other fruit trees in the backyard, and you want to remove it in order to extend. That's the most common shaila that comes up, but as we see, there are other shailas as well. We'll go through the Gemara and the Rishonim Achronim, and then we'll put together a few halacha l'maaseh shailas, and hopefully tshuvas. I'm not passing halacha l'maaseh, I'm just going to be Moira, and whoever has a shaila l'maaseh should ask the local rabbi. We know there's a very common phrase called Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is here, someone ruining something, ripping up a paper for no reason, or just... Baal Tashchis, and the source of Baal Tashchis is the post in Parsha Shoftim, where the Torah says, when you put up your sotz ali, you make a siege on the city, and you want to ruin the trees around the city, to build a motzoi, and Lois Tashchis is like, don't ruin the Eitzim. And the post continues, only a tree that you know it's not a etzamachol, that you can destroy. The Torah is telling us when you want to cut down trees around the city of the laying siege, make sure that you remove the trees which are called the lolei sarak, which are called trees which don't bear any fruit. But trees that bear fruit, you should not remove. That's what the Torah says. So just because a few lines of Gemara gives a very clarity on all the nuances about this lav and the halacha l'maaseh. So first Rav says, Dikla the toin kaba also le mitzitzei. So Rav says a chiddush. Now, a dekel, which is a date tree, even though it only carries throughout a season only a kav of tamarim, only a kav, you cannot cut it down. That's what he called a tree which bears enough fruit that the issa applies. A tree which is dead, you can cut down. Where is considered dead and no longer productive? It's no longer worthwhile having the tree. So the line is a cup, which is a very small amount. The Gemara says, Zaysim is a different shear. That's the first time Gemara. Omer Abchanin, Abhila says, I had a very harsh of a son. His name was Shifchas. And my son died, Loyoleinu. Why? Because he cut down a fruit tree below Zimlei, before its time. It sounds like the tree was getting older and older and older, and it was on its way to die, but he didn't wait till it was dead. The tree was still producing fruit, which was a kav of a dekel tree. And the Meila, because he cut it down, he died. So we see in the Gemara that in addition to the lav deraisa of Lo Sashchis as Eitzah, there also is an inyan of sakono. It's a sakona, it's dangerous. And one of the friends explained, what's the mitigagem mida? Because you cut down the tree before its time, therefore the person died, whoever did die before its time. Okay. So Rav said, there's a shear of kav tamorim, and Ravina said, there's also sakona, not just a nisa, but a sakona. Omer Ravina says, im ayam ula b'domim, if the wood of the tree was very good wood, the wood of the tree was exceptionally good wood, which means that the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruit of the tree. You have a tree in the backyard is giving fruit, but you want to use the wood of the tree to make yourself a nice throne shrine, a nice table. So Maya, it says, if it's ma'ula bedomim, which means it's sam tzorech, mutu it's muta. What's pshat over here? The pshat is that the yisoid of the aveira is hashchosa. Hashchosa means, damaging, ruining destroying, that's Ashchosa. So Ashchosa is where you have no purpose, but where you are going to use the wood of the tree for something which is a table, some purpose, some useful purpose. So Meila, that's why you are not over, that's why it's mutter. So that's point three in the Gemara. Mu'una b'domim, if the wood of the tree was worth a lot of money, it's mutter. And the woman's arrived from a b'raisa to back this up, and over the page, the base of Adalef, the Gemara says, this is point number four, Shmuel, his oris, his sharecropper, bought him some tamarim to eat, and Shmuel was a very great man, and he also had a very good taste, and Shmuel could taste in the tamarim, he could taste the taste of wine, there was some wine taste in the tamarim, which doesn't really match, doesn't go together, tamarim is good, and wine is good. Chocolate is good, and so is the cholent. You don't mix your chocolate with the cholent. So you don't mix your tamarim with wine. So he asked the Oris, my high, what? Why is the tamarim? Why has it got this taste of wine? Omalei, beinu gufni kaimi. These tamarim were growing beinu gufni amongst the geffen. And Amayla, that's why it's the taste of wine, because obviously it was with the halchaka of klayim, but still the tree picked up the geffen, and that's why the tomorrow will take some wine. So he told him, Makash of Khamra Kulahai. So the Mokko, he told him, tomorrow I want you to bring me the Mokoi. Remove the Gefanim, remove them from the ground, because they are destroyed the tree. So we see over here another application of this halacha of where it is Latoy Ellis. Where it's Latoy Ellis, as we said, the soil of the lab is wasting, destroying, ruining. Where is the te'elas? You remove the tree. So this is the second case of te'elas. The first case was mu'una b'dama, where the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruits. And the second part of Gemara says over here that where the geffen is ruining the tamarim, over here he says, remove the geffen, pull that by the roots. I want to see you took it out because it's ruined. This is the Gemara over here. Okay, so we have in the Gemara, we have the halacha, we have the shear. We have also an inn of sakoma, and we have two atayim which are the same yesoid, and that is that if it's mu'una b'domim, or if it's ruining something else, then you're allowed to remove the tree. The Rosh adds on something else on this Gemara. The Rosh means Gemara in Perek Ches, I think end of Ishtar Zion. He says something which is very relevant, which we just mentioned just at the beginning of the Shir. He says that he brings the Gemara about Mu'una b'domim, he brings the Gemara about where the geffen was ruining the tamarim, and he told him, and Shmuel told him to remove the tamarim. Says the Rosh, if he needed the place of the tree, nearer the muta. Says the Rosh, it seems to me it's muta, the same idea, the same yesoid. Hashchosa means ruining, damaging, that's Hashchosa. Where you are doing the toyelas. So we want to Ellis as Mu'una b'domim, where the wood of the tree is worth a lot of money. It's very, very exceptional wood. Number two is where the tree is causing damage to another tree, to another fruit tree. And the Rosh says, "Mechayin, if you need the Mo'koyim, you need the place of the tree where the tree was. Then it seems nearer," says the Rosh's wood. That's what the Rosh said. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, this is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch this halacha at all. The Taz brings it down in your Yodeya, Simon Kuftas Zion. And the Taz actually asks, how come it's not brought down? But it doesn't make a difference. The Rambam brings it down. The Rambam brings down the Halacha in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav. And we find other mitzvah which are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. For example, there's no mention in Shulchan Aruch about Lashon Hara. And there's a long Mogen Avraham, Simon Kufim, and Vav Rarachayim. There's a long list of Isurim which are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So it doesn't mean that's not the Halacha. So why the Mechava left it out? I'm not sure. But the Maisa, Taluch, the Maisa. And the Rambam adds in one other point, an important point as well. The Rambam says that Ein koitzi nilone machol, the Ein moinin mem amasamayim kidei sheyeshu. The Rambam says there's an issa of groma as well. Not only to take an axe and cut down the tree, even to do it with groma indirectly. That the tree is being watered by Amasamayim, there's an irrigation channel, or there's a well, or there's a river flowing into the tree, and the tree is being yoinik, is being nourished by the water from that channel, from that well. So Rambam says, I'll block up the well, and after 6 months, the tree will die, it's got no water. So Rambam says, you can't do that. And that's called Ashchos as well. So we have in Rambam an addition which you didn't see in the Gemara, the Vayla, that even Megroma, it's also a problem as well. Okay. So, the Shaila is that, now we have various tshuvas in the Achroinim, the famous long tshuva from the Ayvetz, on these Inyonim, the tshuva of Chassam Soifa, a few tshuvas, is also from the Binyan Tzion, from the Orphan there, Black Bettlinger, and the Chavisori as well. And they discuss these Atarim, the Shailas, yeah, the Shailas, it's also Shem Delevi later on, but let's talk about what they discuss, because a lot of there's a very Sayyidzig Shailas, which are Nagayla Maisa. The first thing which are Nagayla Maisa is the head of the Rosh says that Livlo is being the Koimo in Nira de Muta. And by the way, there is a Shalshubas Beis Yaakov who says, the Toys Mubasa who says different, but it's not so clear that that's the case. But the Maisa, the Rosh is how we pass on the Choylik that the Mukaimo is Muta. But the Chavis Yoyi and the Yaivitz both make note that it's only if it's Livlois Letzoyrach. Again, the word Ashchosa is the main word in this whole discussion. What's called Ashchosa? So someone, he's got a beautiful house, enough rooms. He wants to make a swimming pool, or he wants to extend to make a rumpus room, or to play, whatever. He wants like a nice big garden to be able. It's not Mamash Letzoyrach Benia. It's not Mamash Letzoyrach for his rumpus room. Yeah. To where the play is snooker. Okay. You have snooker here? Yeah. It's a room, it's a large room, it's something which is called the harvoch. It's something just to make it more light, more to make it more comfortable, more luxurious. It's not a necessity. So that's the Shasubak HaNasyoi and the Yavis both make a very important point that if you have your house and you have Baruch Hashem enough room for your kinderlach, and you have room for your Shabbos table, you have room for your svarim, but you want to extend. Why do you want to extend? If you want to extend because you want to just have vocha ba'alma, just to make it more comfortable, more luxurious, this says the Raivet, that's not included. The Rosh doesn't mean that. Tzorich b'mekayo means, the word tzorich means it's required, it's needed, it's necessary, which means that you have to have, you want that place, you want it, for you need it, for your thing. Yeah, you have to take another big one, you have a large family, and you have to extend, you have to have more rooms, more bedrooms, whatever the case is. So that is what the Rosh means. Mariba Basom actually disagrees. He says any binyan is okay, but the Maisa Minig Olam is the passport of the Yaivas and the Chavos Yoi, that it's only Muta when you want to take in a tree and extend for Bimkoimoi. That's only if it's for a Tzoyrach. It's a necessity, not something out of convenience for enjoyment or luxury. Okay. Now there is
the fact that the land is worth more than the. Place,
yeah, that comes up, we'll talk about it in a minute, yeah. So, there is, so we said there's Issa Torah, then there's a Sakona, a supernatural danger, Sakona, and then there's also another Gemara Pesachim, Nafun, and Beit Gemara says, Koitetze Yilonois will not see Simon Brocha. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, Nafun, and Beit, and Rashi explains there, because it's something that the Gemara says, Toy boy inch, people are very it's wrong, it's always it brings on Ayn Hara, that's what the Gemara says, no Simon Brocha. And then we also have Tzavor Zeduda Chosid. I think it's Tzavor 45. He says that one should not destroy fruit trees. Now, Yerchotin just wrote over, state in the Toy in the Gemara. So obviously, it means that it's also something supernatural can happen. The Ariya Kodesh says that the reason why there is a Sakono. And probably that's also Yudah Chossi's Cheshbon as well. Why? Something very interesting. He says because Neshomo is Mizgalgal Boy or Mazer, Mizgalgal in a person, you Mizgalgal in animals sometimes, the Chutz Chaim brings down mices from the Rivosh, and it could be Mizgalgal in trees as well, in Tzoymeach as well. So this tree is over there, a tree is there for a purpose, it's got to be whatever this Neshomo in this tree has to be Mizgalgal. And it's got time on this world to serve out its tikkun. And now you go and you chop down the tree beloy zimnei. So maybe you've now ruined the tikkun for this thing, and that's very dangerous. Playing with the shomos is very dangerous. We find many times in Shulchan Aruch we're playing with the shomos. For example, Shulchan Aruch says about drinking water soif Shabbos, but after mincha on Shabbos, drinking water, you shouldn't drink water. It's very dangerous because the shomos are going back to Gehenna. They are hydrating themselves before they go back, and you're getting taking water, it's like you're interfering with their water. So we see that playing around the Shabbos is something which is very dangerous. So therefore, says Ayu, that's the reason why. That's what the Sukkot comes. In addition to the lab in the Torah, in addition to the Issa, there also is a concept of Sakona. And the Yekosh explains Sakona is because of the Neshamas who need a Tikkun and they can't get the Tikkun because what happens completed the Tikkun because you've come in and you've. The million-dollar question is that the Heterim, what we said, right? Ma'ula Bedomim, or if it's ruining another tree, or if it's Rosh, which is the main Zach about Tzolich L'Mekoymoy, does that only remove the Issa, or does that also remove the Sakona as well? As the Gemara says, there's an Issa, and the Rav gives a Shia Hamach, Kav for Tamara, and then for Zaysim is a different Shia. And then the Gemara says, Sakona, Shichtas Bri died, because he cut down the tree below Zimne. So, the Shaili is, does the Atarim, do they apply to Sakona as well? This is a big Machlokes Achronim, and this is where the Yaivetz and the other Achronim take sides. The Yaivetz says that it does not help. The Eitzes of Tzorich L'Mekoymoy, maybe the one about Mula B'dom, the one about Kav, less than the amount, he says that's okay. But the with regard to the main one which we use nowadays, which is Tzorich L'Mekoymoy, he says there still is Sakona. There still is Sakona, and Maila, that's why one should refrain. Now we know that a lot of Poskim Machroin, and we didn't want to pass Kenshailas in this matter. The Minchas Alos as you do, the Munkacha and others didn't want to pass Kenshailas because they were worried about Paskin Shailas, and as we said before, even a Gromo is awesome. So that means if you are going to Paskin Shailas and you move the tree, even though you didn't touch the tree, but because you gave the hatters and this person went in and do it on a peel hatter, you were going on the tree. So that's why a lot of Paskin were very scared to pass the refrain from Paskin Shailas in the Shailas, and especially according to the Yaivetz, who says that even where there is a hatter of Mul B'Domim or the hatter of Tzorich L'Mekoymoy, still there is a problem of Sakona, and therefore one should not remove the tree. Yeah. That's the shit of the Yaiv. The Chesam Soifa and the Binyan Tzion, the Eloch HaNeh, the Shuvas, he says no, he says that the Gemara says it's muta. I'm not going to give you ideas, eitzes, to do something which is a sakana. Therefore they say it's like a no sakana if you remove the tree when you have that tatum. That tatum apply even for sakana as well. And Shevet HaLevi has got a shtikul rai from the Gemara against the Yaivetz. Just read the Gemara, going the flow of the Gemara, it seems that the hatter would apply even for sakana. Rav said, Dikla the toin kava, if it's got a mouth of kava, says Rav, that's already called a tree which is worthwhile keeping, it's productive, and therefore you can't get it there. Okay. Then the Gemara jumps straight away to Sakona. Omar, my son, Shimchas, died because of cutting a tree down, that's Sakona. And then Omar Ravina, Imhayo, Mu'ula B'Domim, Mutter, said the Shevet HaLevi, for the flow was Mashma, that the hetter of Mu'ula B'Domim goes even on Sakona as well. Because if it's not on Sakona, then the Masal of the Gemara would have put it in before. First being Ra, which is Ika Aloch, Ikiratim, Din Torah, then say Mu'ula B'Domim is Mutter, and then bring in Sakona. Because the Gemara put the Inyan of Sakona before the Mu'ula B'Domim, so the Shevet HaLevi is saying a raya that the Choyer is a raya against the Yaivetz, but the Maisa of the Yaivetz is got a long tshuva and got many other points as we'll discuss. And Shevet HaLevi concludes and he says that even though I hope Alochem, not the Yaivetz, but the Maisa, one should approach the Shaila with caution. As we said, we've got Sakona and the Shomas of you, the Yakodosh, to be very careful, as we know, the Mikas Alos and others don't want to pass on the Shaila. So he's saying it's a very, be very, very careful. With caution, you should approach the Shaila. So, what we do nowadays is we try to cap around as many Eitzes as we can. So we're going through the Eitzes which we use, and that is one is to use a Goy. We've got a Shabbos Goy, and then we've got a fruit tree Goy. So take a Goy. And so the Yaivetz gives this Eitzes. The Yaivetz, to the Gabbos Sakona, he takes a very strong stand. He says that if the Hatayim don't apply for Sakona, but he says, so get a Goy to do it. And he says 2 points. First of all, we pass an ain shlichus hakum. You can't be a shlichus goy. So the goy cuts down the tree, even if you tell him to do it, it's not your, nothing to do with you. It's ain shlichus hakum doing his own, even if you tell him ain shlichus hakum. And secondly, he says to sell the tree to the goy beforehand. It's cutting down history. And this item we use nowadays as well, that if someone needs to remove a tree and he's worried about sakona, so the Yaivitz himself gives his eitzah of using a fruit tree goy, and the goy should be told to you sell it to the goy beforehand. That's what the Yaivitz says.
Grama.
Sorry?
It's still a grama.
It's still that is the Erech Shai, Taka says on the Yaivitz. Very good. The Erech Shai, Taka has 3-4 rows on the Yaivitz, and one of them is Taka Grama. Very good point.
You pay him to do that?
Yeah, if you pay him, it's worse. So Erech Shai says that, number one, he says, the Ashit is a hold. Yeish shlichus la'akim l'chumra. So it's l'chumra, yeish shlichus la'akim, that's point number one. Number two is that if you pay him, he becomes a poyol. And by a poyol, we say that there is, he becomes ina yeish shlichus la'akim, he becomes your worker, and by poyol there is shlichus. And number three is taka, as I see it pointed out very correctly, it still is a grama because you organ, you're behind the scene. Okay, you didn't do it, the guy is doing it, Alamaisa, you set him up, so therefore there's still even a grama, and these are the Erech Shai, disagree with the Yaivitz on these points of. So the kids, with regard to a non-Jew, we have the Yaivitz, it is okay, just you should challenge them the tree, but the Erech Shai says you haven't gained much, and therefore we'll look for another hatter, and that is the hatter of Mitzvah. Again, the Yaivitz holds that if you're doing it in a tzorech mitzvah, you'll have it. Interesting that the shailas we mentioned in Achronim, they're all talking about mitzvahs. The shaila was for the Yaivitz, the shaila was the shul wanted to extend and wanted to be building the tree there. The Binyan Tzion shaila was, and that in those times, you couldn't get a marriage license unless you had a where to live. The government put a gezeira, I'm not sure it was only in Eden or even going, but you had to get a marriage license, if you don't get married, you have to have a house to live. And they wanted to build on the stuman, on the backyard of the tata, the mama, they wanted to build a house. So there was a tree there, so the shayla, the tzorech mitzvah, and the lady's shayla was about building a yeshiva. So the yayla told the tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to. Why? Shayla mitzvah, lo yayda dova ro, shayla mitzvah. And according to Riyah Kodesh, he doesn't mean Riyah Kodesh, I don't think so, but according to Riyah Kodesh, we also can understand as well. We said that Zakona, according to Riyah Kodesh, is that there might be a soul in the Shoma reincarnated in the tree, and by cutting the tree, you've stopped the tikkun. But where you are cutting down the tree for a tzorech mitzvah, so the mitzvah shiboy can be the tikkun. So now this tree was cut down, so the neshama, even though it hasn't finished its time of the gilgul in the tree, but the maisa, because you're using the wood or the place for a mitzvah, so that mitzvah goes on to the neshama's tikkun, and maybe they can still have the tikkun from the mitzvah, as I state from the Buchacha. The Buchacha wrote Das Kedoshim, he wrote a sefer called Milat HaChasidisa. There he brings this idea, he mentions it, he says, that when you are cutting down a tree to a mitzvah, we can gain the kepeda of the Yakadosh of the Asakona. Why is that? Because the Shoma still has the tikkun of the mitzvah which you're going to do with the place or with the tree. So that's another eitzah to use a mitzvah. Some say you use a tree for schach, whatever. So there is a hetzer from the Yaivitz who says mitzvah. Now, there is another very common hatter, and that is eitzah which is used, and again the Yaivitz mentions this, and the Yaivitz says this is an idea, and that is to replant the tree, and it brings a gewaltige raya, to take the tree up with the roots, and replant the tree somewhere else. It brings a raya from Hilchos Ol. Hilchos Ol, the raya in the Lochi is, that if someone takes that tree and really has too many trees in the ground, and you replant something else, if you take it up with enough earth that's able to survive, you don't start counting again the 3 years as well. Again, right? It's the same tree which is replanted. Obazoi, you can take out the tree and replant it with enough earth that the tree could survive, and therefore, you haven't cut down the tree. The tree is still living. It's with enough. It's got enough earth to survive. You put it somewhere else. Now, the Gemara over here, if you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says that Shmuel told his Oris, give me some tomorrow. I want to taste to see how our tamorim are, and he tasted inside the tamorim the taste of wine. He told him that's no good. Why? He told him it's a gefen. So he told him, take it out. So Mar says, Aisali Mekoirayu, bring me with the roots. So Posh of the Mar, he wanted to make sure it's out completely. Make sure it's out completely because it's ruining our business, ruining our income. Mustama Shmuel had a big yeshiva or a big kailal or whatever, and he needed the money to survive. So maybe that's ruining our panasa, get it out with the Mekoir. But according to the Yaivets, if you say that replanting changed something where he is, he told them, bring up with the roots, I want to see it in anger packed. Should be packaged well with the roots, with the whole gush offer around it, and that we replant somewhere else. So maybe that's how we get around this problem of Chassam Sofer is not that happy with this replanting. He says only with Tzorah Godoy, but that's another thing on the list. As we'll see, the more when we approach the Shaila, we try to get as many hetayrim as we can in order to be matter for someone to with the tree. So we do tzarich mitzvah, as we said, mitzvah could be that you can refashion the wood to use it for schach, for a pole of schach. And if you can, the best is to replant. If it's not too large, you can replant the tree. If you can take it up with enough earth. And otherwise, according to the Ivets, the sakona may still apply, and that's why you should try to do that. What about pruning a tree? So pruning the tzorich, the gidl of the tree, that's okay. But what about pruning it? It's in the way. For example, you're walking into you've got a path going to your house, and there's a fruit tree there. You wouldn't tap, but it's knocking in the face. It's not for the toiv of the tree. It's for your own toiv. It's in the way. Can you cut it down? There's something Mesechta Stomit, they said that they used to use branches of a fig tree of Te'ena for the Marochom and Mizbeach. So why if these branches of a Te'ena? Why don't we use branches from other trees? Right? So what was that? So the Tzorich Mitzvah, so we see over there that the Tzorich Mitzvah you could use pruning as well. But the Shaila is that our person would have been a Raya that we see over there that they could have another to. I imagine that the Te'ena maybe burns better, but the Maisa, it was so important to bring the Te'ena. So we see over here that pruning maybe is more kal. And this is a Shaila, the Sefer on Masechta Tumut Kol Be'ei Sheva, he discusses the Shaila, and he also says, no right for me, because the Mizbeach is a mitzvah, God will have my and that's mamash a whole different level, and we can't bring a right from there, that you can prune your trees when you're going into your house, it's blocking the pathway. Okay, but the Maisa, the Issa is a very important Issa, it's a very Shafi Issa, and even the tree gives bitter fruits, or even a tree which is hefka you can't pull out. Even a tree which is a tree which belongs to a goy, you can't pull out. But we see, you sell it to the goy pulls it out. But let's say you got a tree belongs to a goy, you can't pull out either. But what it are making is, if the tree is causing damage, if the tree is about to fall down, or it's dangerous, you can pull it out. That's again, the holy soil is a shchosser, because you're causing a shchosser. But to chas v'sholom harm a person is also a shchosser. Or if it's in public proof, you can also treat. We just conclude with a. Alatoyu Sephono explains that the Issa of Loisashkis Zaita that Sephono says is the Imam of Amunah B'Tochan as well. He says that when they were laying siege around the town, and if you are sure, you're convinced that you're going to be successful in defeating the enemy, taking the town, when you want to ruin things around, you're going to think twice. Even nowadays, when they bomb places, it's the enemies. They have no reason to believe that they're going to get it. So therefore, Shoyim Ma'aktim, you destroy. Where you feel, where you're convinced, or the very stark itself, that you are going to be successful, you're going to actually take control of this, then you'll be more careful. So the former says that Lo Sashnes Eitzok in Menu means that when you should know have Muna B'Tochon, that you will be successful, because Baruch will help you defeat the enemy, and the Meila by doing that, so therefore there's no point in ruining the trees, because you will benefit from the trees when you take control of this piece of land, of this city, of this country. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov. Commands in Kai, and we had to.